Thank you, Councillor O'Farrell. Councillor Bill Tormey.
Thank you very much, Lord Mayor. Unfortunately, this meeting is unique in that it is the only meeting I've ever been at that's ad hominem. I don't personally ever do populism. I make a value judgment on what I see in front of me, as everybody here knows, and I am not a hypocrite. Irish are great at doing hypocrisy. Bill does not do hypocrisy. There goes the crowd. I must follow them. No, I don't. I never cash my critical faculties in, ever. And I salute Damien O'Farrell's comments, because Senator David Norris has actually smeared himself, to quote Breed Smith, and I put those quotes in parentheses, because he doesn't agree with an age of consent. He has stated that he wants judges to make value judgments in relation to underage sex between adults and minors. How can a judge make a declaration on statutory rape if there is no law? That's flying in the face of logic. And again, my training prevents me from flying in the face of logic. The other issue is his desire to somehow or other migrate back to ancient Greece 7,000 years ago, when paederasty was the order of the day, and when grooming of young peripubescent males was the order of the day for adults who were citizens, because in those days there were slaves and citizens. And if you wanted to be, you could do whatever you like if you were a citizen. Once you didn't pay the person, you could bugger whoever you like. You came to an arrangement with these people and you did it for a certain amount of time and off you went, and it was all hunky-dory. That's called grooming, that's called buggery, and that's called underage sex. And I have absolutely no doubt where I stand on any of those issues. Then there is the plethora of emails that I got today, Lord Mayor, saying that if I don't vote for the nomination of Senator Norris, by the way, I've already voted to nominate Gay Mitchell, just as a by the by, if I don't vote logically to nominate somebody else to run in the same election that I've already voted Gay Mitchell to run in, that I am somehow or other an anti-democrat. An anti-democrat. So I'm sitting here saying that these people who voted, who sent me all these emails saying that, are illogical themselves. I am very much a Democrat. The rejectorate of Dublin North West makes that very clear to me with regular aplomb, as you know very well. In relation to letters referred to by predecessor, I will say nothing more than those. I agree with everything he says, and it just reflects poor judgment. So the question at issue is a wonderful senator who's a brilliant orator, a phenomenal speaker, as I watched him on the square in Trinity expound Joycean bon mots and quotes from Finnegan's Wakes that I find indecipherable to American tourists. He should be a national treasure, but I really feel that Áras an Uachtaráin is not the place for that particular national treasure. Thank you very much.